Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Doby reaches second base with a double. Hatfield moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Hatfield scores. Doby moves to third. Minoso moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bridwesser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Aparicio trying to get to home. Tuttle throws the ball into Bowling, who relays the ball to House, who tags Aparicio, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foytak for the out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-1 in the game. Keane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keane moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. House hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0-for-1 in the game. Breidwesser bunts towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-1 in the game. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moss strikes out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. House hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridewesser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0 for 2 in the game. Foytak hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Maxwell moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from House and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to third. One out. Ron Northey pinch hits for Les Moss. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 3 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio is walked intentionally. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Keegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. House strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi pinch hits for Jim Bridewesser. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Keegan covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.